computers. They're so naughty and so complex.
Listen, I'm in big trouble. You know anything about computers?
We share our wisdom with those who seek it.
I reckon you know a lot about cyberspace.
MajorGeeks.com presents the Technology Geeks. The geeks are here to take your call.
Call 421-9325 now and ask them your computer and technology questions.
The Technology Geeks are brought to you by
MajorGeeks.com.
MajorGeeks.com is your best place to get tested, virus-free shareware tools for your computer. If your computer needs a fix, go to bootcamp at MajorGeeks.com. New York Energy and Con Edison Solutions. Power your company with the most recognized name in energy. New York Energy and Con Edison Solutions. The switch is on. USA DataNet. Offering a variety of phone and internet services. Find out more at usadatanet.com. Content Watch. Internet filtering, spam, and pop-up blocking for home and business. Try it out at contentwatch.com. Now, here they are.
I'm a geek.
Basically, he was a geek.
Leave me alone, geek boy.
The Technology Geeks.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I'm your host, Mike Rayo. You know, we started the show before the mics went on. That doesn't usually work out too good, does it? I'm your host, Mike Rayo, for this hour of technology news, information, and fun. With me, Tim Tibbetts and McMahon. And Gus is here working the board. We got a lot of show for you today. We're going to talk all about blogs. We did this before, but didn't do it the right way, I don't think. Try to take the approach of if you want to get your voice out there on the Internet, and a lot of people like to have their own personal website, and my personal opinion is start with a blog site because then you can add your own content all the time and keep it fresh and that kind of stuff. So we're going to talk about what blogs are and how you can get in on the action. Also, we'll have our Geek of the Week software pick, website of the week, some announcements, and email and news. We got to start with Gus. Can you cue the what? There's no. Our music machine is dead.
Good.
Okay, cue the news.
Oh, God.
Start talking. Hurry up.
Someone help me. I'm talking. Would you shut up? How about this one? Unless you're living under a rock, Bill Gates is going to transition away from Microsoft. It's retirement time for Bill.
Oh, goodbye,
Bill. He is 50 now. He's going to do this over the next 2 years. He's going to get away from the daily role to software company and focus on his charitable work on the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. He will continue on as the company chairman after transferring his duties over a two-year period. So I wonder what happens to all the hate Bill stuff when he's not at the helm anymore.
Well, now he's in his charitable foundation, so it has to be...
They're going to have to...
You
want to
get
charity.
Paid, it's going to have to be love Bill.
Yeah, exactly.
If you want to get any money.
He's been saying that for years, so he's always said that somebody who's 50 years old shouldn't be running that company.
Oh, yeah?
So, yeah, he's been saying that for a while.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why not? I'm almost 50. Hold on a second.
Yeah, because in his theory, your ideas aren't fresh enough. You're not young enough. You're not thinking far ahead enough. And it's better for younger people to run technology companies.
Wasn't he also the one that said 512 bytes of RAM or something should be enough for anybody?
Yeah, 640K.
640K,
should be enough for
thank you. I'm trying to remember what the number was.
And then, it was Abby Hoffman who was saying that you never trust anybody over 30, and well, until he turned 30. And
right.
Then he changed it to 40.
Yeah, 40. Yeah,
he says, ah, the heck with it.
I was off my decade.
Never trust anybody who's wearing a diaper.
Yeah.
There you go.
I want to follow up on last week's story about online gambling. Now it's not only illegal, now you can't even talk about it. Apparently the state of Washington doesn't feel that classifying online gamblers as felons is draconian enough, as it's now looking to crack down on Internet speech as well. The first victim of the new law is not charged with gambling, but of maintaining a website that discussed, reviewed, and linked to online gambling sites. So far, he's only received a cease and desist and a warning that criminal charges may follow.
So he puts up a website to protest the gambling law.
No. He just has basically a portal, a blog, if you will. He has a portal. It's basically links to sites, including rogue sites, the sites you should stay away from. And that's pretty much it. That's all he has, just a site with links and downloads and stuff like that.
If you're looking to play online blackjack, here's a place to go, and with a link to it or something like that. And the state of Washington is saying that's illegal. And, I heard of a First Amendment, when I was in school that, might have some argument with the state of Washington. But this could have some legs, and they could win. This is something that came up with the DCSS, the decryption software for DVDs.
Uh-huh.
Basically, by law, you have the, if you buy something, you have the ability to copy it. So if I buy a CD or a DVD, I have the ability under fair use to copy that for my own personal use in case it gets scratched, damaged, or that sort of thing.
Makes sense.
One way around that, the Motion Picture Association put this really lame encryption scheme on the front of the DVD, which means it has to be decrypted to play. If you then want to copy it, you have to break this encryption scheme in order to copy the DVD. That violates the end user license agreement for the encryption scheme, meaning you would have to reverse engineer the encryption scheme. So they won in court saying you cannot use this de-encryption scheme on any DVD and any website that linked to products that listed these encryption schemes could be sued.
Sure is talkative today.
Absolutely.
Yes.
You know what? I got up a little early.
Can you say that again?
Because
I didn't catch all that.
Yeah. So I don't know if I just lost anybody there.
Yeah,
but
everybody.
Well, I mean, Gus is actually asleep. but they started shutting down websites that was linking to this type of software, and literally you cannot mention this stuff on the web, and all of a sudden it'll come after you.
That is totally unacceptable.
Absolutely.
Look, first of all, Seattle or Washington State has gambling. They have casino gambling. I've performed at their casinos, so
well,
I know.
Indian Land, right?
They are the Tulalip.
That's a different story, you know.
It's still in the state of Washington, and it's still gambling. And,
well,
you know, my guess would be that it isn't trying to eliminate gambling. It's trying to drive customers to the gambling that they get money for.
Yeah, probably. Hey, speaking of which, the RIAA declares music piracy contained. It's over. Oh, this guy.
They sued one too many 70-year-old ladies without computers.
Right. I mean, I hate to even waste my time reading more of it, but I'll humor you guys. If we're to believe RIAA CEO, a lot of acronyms today, Mitch Bainwals, that's a name we want to remember because that's who we're laughing at. His take on the current state of digital piracy would appear that enough consumers have been swayed by the music industry's carrot and stick approach of cheap songs and highly publicized lawsuits and illegal downloading, although not eliminated, has finally been contained. Yeah. Even though physical album sales are still declining, Bainwall claims that the rapid growth of legal digital downloads, up 77% in the past year, balance out the loss, proving that iTunes, Napster, Rhapsody, and the like are offering compelling services that encourage folks to give up their lives of crime.
Yeah, I would say that they've kind of got egg all over their face. What has probably decrease the amount of illegal downloads is the fact that many of these sites now that people are driven to are affordable. You can get your music for a reasonable price.
They all still suck, though.
Yeah, they do. I mean, you know, everybody hasn't jumped over to them. But sites like Napster and Rhapsody, where you can rent your music and it's kind of the same price as satellite radio, those are pretty good things. And I would say that alone may have an impact and probably does have an impact on illegal downloads. But we've been saying that for years because when all the songs were 99 cents and above, we said, it's stupid, no one's going to do it. If you can hold 5,000 songs on your $200 iPod or $300 iPod, you're not going to spend $5,000 to load it with music. So it has to be a more reasonable approach. Well, that Windows Play for sure, and now Apple, because they're getting clobbered, is coming out with a music rental service as well. I think that will drive people away from the illegal, but I don't think that these lawsuits and threats have done anything.
Well, the point is what they did is they went after the big companies, and these guys were all forced to, or new companies started to sell stuff legally. Obviously, that makes for big sales because Joe Blow at home is not going to be familiar with LimeWire and how to go about, you know, going and finding stuff on the internet.
If you give people a legitimate legal way to do things, most people are going to choose that.
But you can do all you want, but you're not putting money in the pockets of high school and college kids who can't afford to go to the store and buy 20 albums.
Right.
They're still continuing doing what they're doing. They haven't changed anything. They
absolutely
just managed to make sales come up.
You know, we have Napster. And Napster's pretty good. For $15 a month, three computers and three portable music devices is what they charge. I got a kind of a discount because I think we had them on the air at one time in the recent past. But cha-ching! As soon as my son got... Oh, yeah, we don't have that.
We have no sound effects.
We're doing our own sound effects today. Actually, if somebody wants to call in and do them for us, that would be great.
Well, yeah, you guys couldn't hear it. I don't know if they could hear it or not. Gus in the background, what a dumb thing to do.
But we got the kids little portable music players, and they love them. And now everything is legal. Napster.
You can buy it anywhere. I went searching for an album that I wanted a couple weeks ago. I don't know if I ever told you guys, but I'm sure I did. I don't know if I did on the air. I go searching for it. It takes me to Walmart. And I download the album from Walmart.
Really?
Yeah.
Was there a greeter at the website?
No, nothing.
Welcome to our Walmart
website. I was looking
website.
For the little waving guy. Yeah. You know, they don't seem to say hi to me when I go into Walmart anyway. It must be too white trash for them.
I don't know. Serial killer would be would be my guess. Okay,
absolutely.
That's it for the news. We don't have the news out. Cut. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we got a lot more show for you. Your calls at 421-9325-421-WFBL. Also, you can get on with us by emailing us at hosts@thetechnologygeeks.com. You can visit our website at www.thetechnologygeeks.com. Listen to all our past shows. Look at the outline of what we're going to talk about today. As well, we're going to get to our blogs and all of that stuff a little bit later. A lot more show coming up. We'll be right back with MajorGeeks.com's The Technology Geeks on Talk Radio 1390 WFBL. Oh, and we got mail.
We'll have more of your calls in a moment after we defrag the phone system. It's The Technology Geeks on Talk Radio 1390 WFBL.
Picture this. You take your computer in for service. The technician tells you that it will cost over $50 just to look at it. He takes your computer and passes it through a window that he calls the service department. Your computer has just entered the Twilight Zone. To avoid the mysteries of computer service, take your computer to the computer outlet. The computer outlet charges no minimum to look at your computer. You only pay for the work they actually do. And don't worry about your computer disappearing into a black hole. The Computer Outlet Service Department is in the front of the store, right out in the open. The Computer Outlet also has a large selection of new and used computers, plus a wide variety of computer parts and accessories. The Computer Outlet has two convenient locations, 8274 Route 11 in Cicero, just a half mile south of Route 31, and 16 East Utica Street in Oswego. So to avoid this, take your computer to the computer outlet today.
Has spyware got your computer running slower than a herd of turtles stampeding through peanut butter? Does your computer have so many viruses that you need a tetanus shot just to touch it? Is working on your computer so frustrating that you call the suicide hotline every time you check your email? Cheer up, because it's Rent-A-Nerd to the rescue! Rent-A-Nerd can fix any computer problem for just $89. For just $89 plus the cost of parts, they'll come to your home or office and eliminate your computer problems. Don't despair. Call Rent-A-Nerd 454-5611. That's 454-5611 for Rent-A-Nerd.
Oh, look at that computer. That's the way you do it.
Free music. Hey, we were just talking about that. We're back with more of MajorGeeks.com's The Technology Geeks. Talk Radio 1390 WFBL. Here with me, Jim and Tim. Jim McMahon, Tim Tibbetts, MajorGeeks.com. Ways to get in touch with the show. You can email us at hosts@thetechnologygeeks.com. We're actually going to start a feature every week, and we're going to feature some of the best emails that I get every week.
I thought you were going to say we're actually going to start checking the email.
Well, that too. But when we get to the email section, we've got some real mail here from England, and there's something in here. So yeah, I'm worried about that. I don't know. It's coming from England, and it has some. Does it have any Arabic writing on it?
That's our buddy that sent us pens last time, right?
Answers that work. Oh, okay.
.com.
They're looking for another free commercial. We can help them out. Depending on what's in this envelope. Depending on what's in this envelope.
We'll draw straws to see who opens it.
Also, hit us on our website, www.thetechnologygeeks.com, or call in if you have a question, comment, or concern at 421-9325-421-WFBL. Coming up, let's see, right now, what the heck is this? My computer just says, do you want me to restart your computer now? No. Restart later. We've got our Geek of the Week software pick, and again, our brand new theme song. It's on the broken machine.
Broken machine.
Yeah, they should have just called us in an hour early. We could have had the thing fixed by now.
Probably running 3% faster.
Okay, so here we go. Geek of the Week. All right, that's the best
Geek
I can do.
Geek of the Week.
What do we got?
Since we're talking about blogs this week, I wanted to go with a little something to get your blog on the web.
Ooh.
It's a FTP program called FileZilla.
Oh, I love that.
FileZilla. FTP stands for File Transfer Protocol. That's how your stuff gets to website. So if you're going to have a blog, you get a little web space someplace, and you have to have a program that sends FTP back and forth, sends the pictures back and forth, and the data back
sometimes.
And forth. Sometimes. This particular one's called FileZilla. It's free. It's in our Internet Tools section. Excellent piece of software that is open source. It can transfer back and forth in secure formats. It can schedule things. It can, but the coolest thing about it is the interface. Very easy to use. Very easy to customize. You can set it up in Explorer format and just drag and drop back and forth between your computer and the file server that you're sending the data to, or vice versa. And again, it's free. It's easy to use. And if you're going to blog, you're probably going to need one.
Yeah, it's because you're using the net. It's just like a glorified copy program. Mm-hmm. Of course, using the internet copying files is a little more complicated. FileZilla, what I like about it, it's the program that I use all the time, is it kind of works just like your regular Windows Explorer file copy.
I was
going to
ask the drag and drop.
Yeah, you can just drag and drop files over. Now, of course, remember when you're transferring files over the internet, things go slower than if you were to transfer files from one part of your hard drive to another, or from one hard drive to another, or from one computer to another in your own home or office. But it's a great program. The best features I like about it is this quick connect feature. With a lot of FTP programs, you have to set up in advance, okay, here's my relationship with this other computer over the internet. Well, with FileZilla, it's got a quick connect where you just type in the address of the computer, your user ID and your password,
mm-hmm.
how you're connecting, if it's not what's called the standard FTP port, too technical for most, and you hit quick connect and you're in. And then you can save that connection. I like that part the best because I connect to so many different computers. I rarely keep them. I just, have them in, I look at the email for the person who sent me, hey, send me your picture.
Mm-hmm.
And here's my FTP information. Okay. And I'll just go in there and copy and paste it in. I like that.
Exactly. I just love how it's set up.
Okay. Hey, that is our Geek of the Week software pick without a theme song. What do we do now? Hey, let's go to a call. We've got Stuart in Syracuse. He's got a laptop question. Hi, Stuart.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
I have a question. My daughter's going to be going to college in the fall, and I know that Windows Vista is supposed to be coming out next year.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that she should keep in mind so that it's upgradable, or she not even care?
Now, what college she's going to? She's starting college, Stuart?
Yeah, she's going to be a freshman at Clarkson.
Well, I got some advice for you first, then.
Clarkson.
Two things. Keep plenty of money in your checking account because you're going to need it.
Yeah, they've got them both.
And then change the locks on your door so they don't move back in.
I wouldn't sweat Vista until it comes out. I mean,
yep.
You can still, there's people now who still run Windows 98. It's not the smartest thing to do because it's such an outdated operating system now and unsecure. But she should be able to get another year or two without any problem out of XP, wouldn't you guys think?
Absolutely.
After Vista releases?
And the network at the computer network at the school, is going to be a couple of years behind as well, and so the compatibility may be a problem between Vista, XP, and whatever the servers are. Because really, who knows? Nobody's really used Vista.
And more importantly, in 2 or 3 years from now, when you're thinking you might need Vista, you probably need a new laptop anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. My advice, one thing you can do is, even though you don't have Vista now, even though Microsoft, you can actually download it from free from their site, Did something just change sound-wise?
Yeah, I just heard some ticking.
Some little echoes or something. Stuart, what you can do is a lot of the manufacturers now, when you go to the computer stores or you check online, it will say Vista Ready or Vista Compatible, mm-hmm. which means that it has enough resources in it. The best advantage you can have about buying a laptop that will run Vista is it will probably run whatever operating system you're running now very well.
Right.
Because frequently computers are undersold in terms of resources. They don't have enough RAM in them. Processing speed is too big a focus, in my opinion.
Yeah, so, exactly.
512 RAM and graphics shouldn't be a problem. Just
At a minimum.
512 is the minimum now. Yeah, I would think when Vista comes out, you're probably going to want to up it. Because it's going to use a lot of 3D graphics, which aren't really used now on the desktop and mm-hmm. stuff. It's going to use a lot more memory, both from your computer and your video card when Vista comes out. So I would upgrade that to a gig if you decide to go to Vista at some point.
Absolutely.
But, of course, you know, if they go and sell it like they did XP, with $200 for your operating system, a few years down the road, $1,000 might not look bad for a new laptop with Vista already installed.
Also, realistically, is your daughter going to be the type of person in a year or two to format her computer and change the operating system? Because XP is going to be around for a long time, so
yeah,
it may not be something to even worry about.
Yep.
Okay, that's great. You answered my question. Yeah. I appreciate it very much.
So long for now.
Go Potsdam.
421, it's Clarkson.
I went to Potsdam.
Oh! 421-9325-421-WFBL is the number to call. We got our website of the week here, but my computer just had a really strange problem. Everything just went away. It must be in proximity to our instant replay machine that plays all our sound effects.
Could be a nut loose on the keyboard.
Hey.
short circuit between the chair and the keyboard.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Okay, we're going to get to, let's talk about our website of the week a little bit. Father's Day is coming up, and I wanted to make sure that since dads are going to probably take the day off tomorrow, what did I do?
Gay
did
day.
Gay
you day. Said gay and correct yourself, so you said the gay day, basically. But we'll try and pretend it didn't happen.
I have totally lost control now, haven't I?
I'd like to pretend it didn't happen, but it's so much fun to just pick on you. How can I let that go?
Well, let me reopen.
Let me ask you this.
Closed down.
Where were you?
Where was I when?
Where was I when you were talking? Yeah. Continue.
What I wouldn't give for a TiVo right now.
There's a... People go out on the web and, you know, surfing the web, what do I want to find? Well, people often search the web to figure out how to do things. Well, I found a great site. I don't know if you guys have ever seen this before, called ehow.com. It's kind of like a site that gives you advice on how to do all kinds of things. Really, really, really cool site. I'm stalling while Jim calls it up on his micro laptop.
It's four letters. It's rough for me to tell you.
I'm just waiting for it to load here. And it gives you advice from everything from automotive help to how to fix your marriage. And it's pretty easy to use. When you open it up, it looks like a little spiral notebook that you would carry around with all your notes in it. And, for example, if you click automotive like the car guys do, this is where they get all their information from. So they sound smart every day. It's, you know, things like how to add brake fluid to the clutch master cylinder, how to buy basic automotive tools, how do you check and add coolant? How do you check your oil? Check your windshield wiper fluid. So it's very, very informative. All kinds of ordinary tasks that, you know, since dad's taking the day off now, maybe the kids or mom can do that stuff for him. One of my favorite parts of the site, though, is family and relationship advice.
Great.
And again, this is www.ehow.com. And it has like a things like how to build your family, dating, family life, friends, and then it has one called married life. And here the first one is how to be a better listener. And
what?
So some of the advice here. First step, position yourself so that you can be engaged with your spouse in the conversation, face your spouse, and make eye contact. If you are doing something else, for example, typing, reading, or watching television, stop. Close the door to minimize interruptions and let your partner know you're willing to listen. Pay attention to your spouse's words. Stop daydreaming and letting your mind wander elsewhere. What was I talking about? I think my wife wrote this.
Yeah.
I really do, because she tells me this stuff.
A man certainly didn't write it.
I'm good. No, I was going to say, silence. If my wife listens to this show, you're going to give her horrible ideas.
Yes. As you probably heard, good communication is the most important part of a successful marriage. And careful listening may be the most important part of, man, I've got rented lips today, don't I? Most important part of good
rental
communication.
Lips.
It's a great site, though, actually. I'm not a real handy person, so if I've got to fix something, I wouldn't know the first thing to do about it. I've gone out to this site. It has topics from pets, sports and fitness, travel, home and garden.
Under pets, I was looking through, and there's a how-to on how to give your ferret a bath.
Nice.
That's got to be kidding me.
And how to train your rabbit. So both could get pretty messy.
Cool. Yeah, and if you wanted to know how to take care of farm animals, they have a whole category for farm animals. It really covers the whole gamut.
That's neat.
Yeah, it's a very, very good site. www.ehow.com. It's powered by Google. And the nice thing about it is the ads and toolbars on it, the ad bars, mm-hmm. are kind of like MajorGeeks.com. They don't dominate the site. The site is really dedicated to good content. It's a terrific site. That's our website of the week without sound effects.
Yeehaw.
I was thinking of web something. What do you think? We could take advice from some, send us an email or give us a call, hosts@thetechnologygeeks.com, 421-9325 if you want to call in. But I was thinking something like Spider-Man or... That's too much of a reach, though. Maybe Spider-Man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless the RIA finds out, you got to get permission before you pick a song.
Well, I think they have ASCAP or whatever they're supposed to have here at the station. But yeah, you're right. Oh, our podcasts are probably illegal with all of this stuff. If there are any lawyers out there, turn off your radio right now. Don't listen to the podcast.
We've got to
take our
us.
Bottom of the hour break. When we come back, we're going to talk all about blogs. And, of course, take your calls, 421-9325, 421-WFBL. You're listening to MajorGeeks.com, the Technology Geeks, right here on Talk Radio 1390 WFBL.
The Technology Geeks want to remind you that if you're having trouble tuning in the program, try restarting your radio. More with the Technology Geeks is coming up on Talk Radio 1390 WFBL.
Okay, maggots, this is your Major Geek, and I'm here to explain to you sorry excuses for computer users how to get great tools to improve your computer's performance for free. Go to my boot camp at MajorGeeks.com. If you need virus protection or you want to get rid of those spies stealing information from your computer, get it from the Geek. MajorGeek.com gives you great software to try for free. Now, I know in the past you've been soft. Go to them computer stores, shelling out your hard-earned dough for those pretty software boxes you see, only to find what's on the outside is not what's on the inside. Those days are over. At my site, MajorGeeks.com, you get safe, tested, geek-reviewed software from hundreds of software publishers, and you get to try it before you buy it. Now listen here, maggots. If you don't want to be a book private all your life, I order you to get to MajorGeeks.com. Spell it for me, soldier.
MajorGeeks.com.
I can't hear you.
11.
That's the average age of a child's first exposure to pornography on the web.
4.
That's how many clicks it takes for a child to disable conventional internet security.
1.
That's one time too many for any child to be exposed to internet predators. You can't argue with the numbers. That's why Content Watch developed the most advanced web filter, so you get the strongest line of defense against harmful attacks. For a free trial, go to contentwatch.com.
0. That's how many times I should see the bad side of the internet.
Well, I bought it up from Windows Home and tried to boot it up. But when I load it up,
are these on?
It's just
they're on.
No more.
421-9325, 421-WFBL for the second exciting half of MajorGeeks.com's The Technology Geeks.
The fastest hour in technology.
Yeah, we can't. We don't have the crutch of all the funny sound effects and everything, which means people will have to understand when we're actually telling a joke. coming up, we're going to, a little bit later in the show, we'll have email and our announcements. Also, you can give us a call, 421-9325-421-WFBL. You can email us at hosts@thetechnologygeeks.com. Reach us on our website at www.thetechnologygeeks.com and podcast. If you think we ought to have something like, AOL Instant Messenger, MSN Messenger screens fired up, send us an email, give us a call, let us know, and we'll come up with some screen names there. Maybe people can talk to us that way. I don't know. That happens. We did that before, and people used to try to get in on the show and do that that way. They're too shy to. Yeah, I don't know why, but when we were Listen Live, our Listen Live has been down for quite a while. We had some people that are obviously way outside the listening area want to get on the show, don't want to make the long distance call, so they would type in, you know, and type AOL Instant Messenger.
Get the Aussies involved.
Yeah, there you go. And we've got some exciting mail to go through. And we've got some real mail, actually, to go through a little bit later. But right now, well, let's talk about blogging, all about the bloggers. You've heard of a blog. You know, most people think of a blog, they think, oh, a journalist who writes their opinions down or keeps a weblog.
I wish.
You wish what?
I wish that was the case. Too many people link to blogs like they're legit news stories, and half the time it's speculation, rumor, and just somebody.
Exactly.
You know.
That's exactly right. Web logs or blogs are not news. They may be a good place to start a news story, but they're definitely not news. I think where blogs really kind of exploded and became part of our culture was during the last election, and I don't want to get into politics, just to say that, you know, when this CBS memo came out about George Bush getting a nasty letter from his commanding officer, and it turned out to be a fake. Yes, it really is a fake, for those of you who think it's still real. The bloggers were all over it in a minute. But what they say is their opinion. It may even be backed up by research and fact, but it still needs to be vetted through some type of process, you know, journalistic process or something like that. But blogs are a great place for raw information when you look at it in the news. But blogs can also be just your opinion and your information, ways to get your voice heard on the Internet, right?
Yeah. Or even to keep in touch. I'm setting up one for my family, actually. I've been working on it for like a month. But I have my spare minute a week I'm working on. But that's a good way to communicate, keep in touch, you know, throw your photos up there and just keep in touch via the web.
Yeah, to me, that's probably the best thing to do. It's a way of maintaining your community, whether it be your family or your friends. A lot of people, for example, that are involved in certain hobbies, they'll have a blog site where people can join in. You know, blogs used to be called forums. I mean, Technology Geeks, MajorGeeks.com, both have forums where people communicate on there. There are ways of people with similar interests or last names, if it's a family site, to get together. And, you know, to me, it's also one of the best ways to get started, having your own website. Everybody says, well, I want to have my own website, and they either go and do a standard website or they hire somebody to build a website for them, and they don't even discuss blogging at all.
I was going to jump in and try and say that the one thing that people want to know is it's so easy to do. It's point and click. Like you were saying before, some of you need to upload with FTP, but so you don't get confused, most of the time you create an account, you take a look, it gives you predefined templates, and you just pretty much pick how you want it to look, type in what you want, where you want to put it. They call it WYSIWYG. What you see is what you get.
Yeah, you have two things you need. You need the software that's capable of running a blog, and then you just have a place to host it. And there's many different ways to do that. The software can be provided by the hosting company.
Right. That's what's
or saying. You can go and get your own blog software that you maintain on your local PC and then upload to the site via FTP. That's kind of the old way to do things. My recommendation is you know, you go to one of those blog sites and have them cover everything. And many of them are free, but then you get banner ads all over the place.
Google has one, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just about everybody.
Yeah.
Has one now. One that I like that kind of guides you through the whole thing, and you don't actually even need to buy there because it is a paid geek blog site. It's called geeklog.com.
Huh.
And I used it to kind of puddle around in there and see, well, how easy is this to actually set up a log, a web log? And they show you, and you can set up and customize your own thing, and then it gets reset after an hour. And something just happened. Here we go. Is that it? Geeklog. There we go. And it has a, you know, $2.99 a month or something they charge to do that. And then you can go in and you can learn how to do your Geeklog. I'm waiting for
I think just about any word with the word blog in it, you could find probably a free blog, you know, Blogger.
Yep. Blog. Or you can join in on somebody else's blog. Now, blogs work kind of two ways. There's somebody who's moderating or who is the focal point of the blog, and then people comment on it. Mm-hmm. So, for example, you know, on the Technology Geeks, we did a whole thing on digital photography, and I had done a great deal of research because I had researched it for a major magazine, Consumer Reports, so I put my notes after the article came out in Consumer Reports, and I put my research out on a forum for our website, people then replied to it and put their comments in and asked questions, and that's kind of what a blog is for. But again, to do it, all you really need is a place to host your stuff, and it's
kind of a mellow MySpace.
Yeah, well, yeah. MySpace has a blog too.
Well, that's what MySpace basically is.
Started out as, you know, blogs for musicians, and blew up into what it is now. And you could either go to that, or you could very easily go out, get your own domain name, you know, like noonereadsmyblog.com, put it someplace. A lot of hosting companies will charge someplace like somewhere like $2, $3, $4, $5 a month for something like that.
I like a lot of the other stuff that's out there. I got a MySpace spot, and I didn't care for the software, you know, the editing. I didn't care for the speed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very slow.
I didn't care for any of it, to be honest with you. So I don't quite get it. I'd rather use one of the other blogging places.
I think it's because it's easy. Yeah. You know, it's easy.
It's, well,
it's
a big name.
And everybody, you know, it's become its own household little mini internet sort of thing.
Yep.
But I prefer running my own with my own domain, so I can have my own email and that sort of thing.
Yep. Yeah, now when you do these, that's one thing to think about is if you hook on to another company's blog, well, how do you get people to visit your site? Because that's important. Just to recap a little bit, if you're going to go out and use a service that provides blogs, which actually Geeklog appears to be down today.
Yeah.
Just our luck. Because I had played around with it yesterday, and it has a built-in tutorial where it, like, puts cookies on your computer, and you just go ahead and customize it the way you want, and then it'll reset itself in an hour. But it gives you a great way to learn how to build your own blog site. It's a fantastic little tool. There's another site that will teach you about that as well, and that's blogbasics.com. And they have a tutorial. It's a little older. The write-up on that is a little bit older. But what's good about that is it shows you all the different ways that you can blog. And again, it kind of leans away from the advertiser-supported ones. But the reality is you could get a blog with your own name on it, you know, like mikereo.blogspot.com or something like that. Blogspot's more one of the more expensive ones. But you can get your own name associated with it, so it's easier to drive people to it because they're going to remember it if you give it out or put it on your business card or whatever. Or for your family, it's a great way to do it. Rather than being buried in MySpace where, you know, it's going to take them a half an hour to find you, and then the screen loads at unbelievably slow speeds, that's why I prefer doing one of the ones.
You can find what you want by just typing the word blog into Google, which I did to test it before I mentioned this. And the first link is blogger.com, followed by blogwise.com, which is a blog directory by country, specific interests.
Mm-hmm.
And you could spend, you know, a half hour just browsing around looking for something that you like and something that loads fast for you. And create an account at any one of these. Google's got their link there, googleblog.blogspot.com, all sorts of stuff like that.
Yeah, so again, you want to get out on the web. You want to have your own website where you can share information about yourself. It's not just opinions and political stuff. I think that's a big misnomer. The best thing about a blog to me is having a community blog, either it be your family, your friends, or some club or group that you're interested in. You can have your own blog, manage it, maintain it, and then keep that community together. It's a great place for people in that community to rally around. You put up a family blog site, people are going to rally around it. My son, when he was in the 479th Combat Engineers up in Oswego, they got deployed overseas, and the family support group put together a website where everybody could log in and share their opinions and get news about what their kids were doing and the family, you know, their loved ones were doing in the unit. It's a really great thing to do. What are we doing here?
He went to go see if noonereadsmyblog.com was taken, and it is.
Oh, that's very funny.
He's got more domain names he'll never use.
I was going to set up a website in 15 minutes with a blog. It can be done, but unfortunately it's taken, so the joke is passed.
Again, for more information, go to blogbasics.com, and then, or, as Tim says, just go out and type in blog at Google.
I was going
to
say, like he was mentioning before, Jim was saying, you know, you can do your own hosting, which isn't necessarily all that confusing. You could go to directnic.com, godaddy.com, any of these big guys who buy domain names, just type in something, see if you can find a domain name that you want, your name. For example, .com. You can also, a lot of times you can't get to .com for a personal homepage. You can get .net, .org, something like that. And a lot of times when you finish the process and you register this domain name, they will offer you hosting. And a lot of times it's very, very cheap. And it works similar to a blog where they'll give you preset templates and a WYSIWYG editor.
Yeah, I was just here at GoDaddy. For 50 gig of hosting, it's $7 a month, $6.99.
Which is a lot.
So, yeah.
50 gigs is quite a bit.
That's a lot of space.
I mean, I'm just looking at some other ones here. Share photos and information with families called familyroutes.com. It's an easy blogging site. Set it up in 5 minutes.
Those photo sharing places got real big, too. Was it Flickr, is it, or something?
Flickr.
I never really look at it because...
Photo.com is the one that I use. Yep. I really like it. Because you can share your photos, and then people can buy the photos and get hard copy images, which I think is important. We'll save that for another show, though.
Dot photo?
Dot photo, dotphoto.com. It's, you know, obviously a little play on words, but the site's really good because you can get photos very cheap, like 19 cents. Sometimes they have them on sale for 9 cents. You don't mark them up to anybody. You just allow them to buy them off that site. And then people all over the world, you get your photographs, you give them a user ID and a password, and they can buy photographs off the site with cheaper than you could have prints made and delivered to them. You know, it's a great site for that. These blogging things, to me, again, great way to use the web, and don't, when you think blog, if I can get any message across, don't think politics and blog, unless that's your thing. Think family blog, club blog, or, you know, hobby blog.
Well, there's always some sort of something attached to the name blog. I mean, originally I used to read a lot of software developers in the gaming industry. They used to have their own little notes that were like little blogs. And, of course, the MySpace where it's like you think it's music. And then, of course, you have, like you said, the politics. There's a niche for everybody.
Right. Okay, that's it. Wraps up blogs. If you have any questions, comments, or anything, give us an email at hosts@thetechnologygeeks.com. Give us a call, 421-9325, or just go visit our website and laugh at us. We're going to come up. We've got our announcements.
Oh, you put those pictures up today?
Well, we'll get to that in just a minute. We're going to have our announcements, emails, and wrap up the show. When we come back, don't go away. You're listening to MajorGeeks.com's The Technology Geeks right here on Talk Radio 1390 WFBL.
Call the Technology Geeks now at 00110100000100.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's binary.
Call them at 421-9325.
Picture this. You take your computer in for service. The technician tells you that it will cost over $50 just to look at it. He takes your computer and passes it through a window that he calls the service department. Your computer has just entered the Twilight Zone. To avoid the mysteries of computer service, take your computer to the computer outlet. The computer outlet charges no minimum to look at your computer. You only pay for the work they actually do. And don't worry about your computer disappearing into a black hole. The computer outlet service department is in the front of the store, right out in the open. The computer outlet also has a large selection of new and used computers, plus a wide variety of computer parts and accessories. The computer outlet has two convenient locations, 8274 Route 11 in Cicero, just a half mile south of Route 31, and 16 East Utica Street in Oswego. So to avoid this, take your computer to the computer outlet today.
Does your business technology strategy consist of daily computer emergencies? Are you dealing with spyware, spam, viruses, and computer breakdowns rather than paying attention to your business? Call the professionals at Rent-A-Nerd at 451-5611. With over 25 years of experience, Rent-A-Nerd will devise a technology strategy that works for you. Stop wasting your money on endless repairs and make an investment in technology. Call Rent-A-Nerd today at 454-5611. Rent-A-Nerd. Funny name? Maybe. Professional results? Absolutely.
11.
That's the average age of a child's first exposure to pornography on the web.
4.
That's how many clicks it takes for a child to disable conventional internet security.
1.
That's one time too many for any child to be exposed to internet predators. You can't argue with the numbers. That's why Content Watch developed the most advanced web filter, so you get the strongest line of defense against harmful attacks. For a free trial, go to ContentWatch.com.
Zero. That's how many times I should see the bad side of the internet.
It's all about the business, baby.
A little cabbage in the morning.
This thing, it's all about the I'm sorry. We just had a bet off the air. Now Gus got all excited about our blog talk, and you know he's got to have his own blog, and his domain name is available, Gus Gunther. We're not going to tell you how to spell it, so you don't steal it from him.
What a dork!
They bet $1, and
dork.
You can tell who lost. That was Tim.
Yeah, because
Tim. By the way, the FCC just increased their fines from $32,000 to $320,000. So
yeah,
you'll have to sell a car or something if you end up.
Can't say dork.
I don't know. You just said it four times. So I hope you can.
It's a $1.2 million insult.
But worth it.
Very
but
funny.
Worth it.
Okay, 421-9325, 421-WFBL. Got some announcements to go through. Make sure you listen to our Geek Break here, heard every day on 1390WFBL.com. WFBL.com. No, we're on the live radio, WFBL, turn the dial, 1390. You'll hear me every morning and every evening in drive time. I will be off the... Who wrote it this way? Mike will be off the air next week. Well, the show is still going to be on, probably much better. We will have sound effects, right, Gus? Yeah, he's shaking his head. Yes, it's radio. You have to make a sound. I'll be away in San Diego, but you guys will be here, right?
Maybe.
We got best of, right?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, we'll be here.
Okay.
Tim will be here.
July 28th and 29th, I will be starring in the production of All in a This a Family, the Don's Big Birthday Celebration Dinner Theater at Cucina di Amore, 622-9402. Make your reservations now. Tickets are limited. That's next month, the end of next month. It's a great show, and I am very fat and very funny. Every Tuesday in August, I'll be performing at Sylvan Beach at Yesterday's Royal. This is another dinner theater show by the Acme Mystery Company. Now, they're the guys that do it at here in town at the Spaghetti Warehouse. I don't know if you've ever seen their dinner theater shows. Very, very funny shows, very entertaining. I was just at one this past Thursday. And a lot of audience participation. It's a great time. Very well attended. A lot of people show up. It's a lot of fun. Now, it's time to get to mail.
We got mail.
You've got mail.
Yay!
Okay, that's good. All right, here we go. I got the envelope here. We got an envelope from London, England. Private and confidential. It's stamped. Mike, Tim, and Jim.
By the way,
your name is last. So
I was
going to
say
that.
Next time, put Tim first.
Somebody's got to be the anchor leg, right?
All right, I'm opening this, and there's an invoice in here. So.
billing us for the pens they sent us.
This always happens. You get a big
photos.
You get a big thing that says "This is not a bill," right?
Yeah.
And the envelope. You open it up, and in big bold letters, "This is a bill."
Yeah. It's a reminder to pay your bill.
Yeah,
I don't see anything good in there.
I'm a little worried. There looks like photos.
Says we would like to we would like you to try the ultimate troubleshooter. All right, so it's an advertisement.
No.
So
oh
it's
man,
junk
we
mail for that. I can't believe it, but it came all the way from London, England. Oh no,
wait.
It's not.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
a free copy of the ultimate troubleshooter. Oh, this is excellent. Now let's see, what else did we get? Tim brought in all his old video games, right?
Yeah.
Are yours PC games?
Yep.
Okay, so we're going to auction those on the radio show next week. If anybody wants some. The Ultimate Troubleshooter, Answers That Work. This is on your site, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
you can just search the site for it. It's a really neat program, and maybe we'll do a feature on it in a week or so. That might be a good feature.
Basically an all-in-one tuning, optimization, and troubleshooting.
Yeah, there's a lot to it to really go into it, in 30 seconds or less, but it's you can find it on the site, and you go in, and it'll check your machine and give you some advice on tuning it and where you may be or may not be having problems, and it works very well.
Yeah, and I got an email asking me a question, and I don't know if you guys can answer this. And I used to be able to know how to do this, but it's one of the things I forgot, but I really could use, I really want to know how to do it again. When you open up my computer, let's say you're on My Documents or C Drive or something like that, over on the left-hand side, you usually see, you know, like the Windows XP, all the little stuff where you can get into. And you have to push this folders button to see the folders. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody know how to make that permanent so every time you open up your Explorer window, not Internet Explorer,
you want,
but your File
you
Explorer
expanded?
Window, that it always shows the folders bar? Because if you go to Tools, Folder Options, Make All, you know, and you go to, you know, view and apply to all folders, that isn't, it doesn't work.
Got me.
I think, and this is a pop quiz and I'm probably wrong, but I think you can do it with X Setup under its appearance, but I don't have a copy of that on here.
Actually, X Setup's under the all-in-one, right?
All-in-one, yeah. I don't have a copy of it running on this laptop, and I'm pretty sure under the appearance section of X Setup, you can do that.
X Setup's that cool little registry tweaker that lets you do little things on your computer, like take the shortcut arrows out and all sorts of neat little stuff that annoys you that you didn't know how to do. Very cool tool.
Well, this is the email that stumped me, and if anybody knows how to do it, I said twice. I got a quarter for each one of those. But if anybody knows how to do it, send us an email at hosts@thetechnologygeeks.com or give us a call next week. We're going to try to figure out who we have to give them a prize or something. Maybe we'll give them this TUT 3.0, although I'm going to take this home. if you know how to do that. Now, another email we got, this is the one we really wanted to get to. This is from Sheldon Rothman. And Sheldon asks, how about posting your group photo on the WFBL website? I know listeners who would like to match faces with voices. Any takers? Sheldon. Now, we'll put it on our website. I don't know if we'll put it on the WFBL website.
I got all our pictures at home, so I'm going to put that up. I'll try and do it as soon as I get home after the show before I take off. We're also working on a new logo, which is cartoon versions of us into the logo.
Oh, really? Cool. Yeah.
And for some reason, Jim had the biggest head, so it's back under reconstruction.
Yeah in real life, I have the biggest head of anybody I've ever seen.
I said, Mike's got the biggest head. Just put him in the middle with a big old head and shrink our heads back down to normal.
The artist drew my head. I looked like a bobblehead guy. It was amazingly large.
That's kind of funny. In a previous incarnation of this show, we did that. That was our site had cartoons of us. People liked it. It was okay, but we're going to actually see actual photos. Now, the photo I submitted is my headshot that I use for stand-up and, you know, that goes around to all the different venues that I play at and stuff. And then Tim, his photos were tragically lost in some accident.
I got one.
Yeah, and Jim's immediately couldn't wait. He sent his photograph in, and I will just, there is a warning, if you go to the site...
It's my blog photo.
There will be a warning on this because this... I don't know who you are, but you look like, you know, somebody from... I don't know.
That's
some pilot who crashed in the Yukon or something.
Eric, our artist, goes, what is with that picture? I'm like, well, Jim doesn't like having this picture on the Internet, so to even get him to send you one is a big thing.
Well, you didn't seem ashamed of this picture at all, and you should be.
Yeah, well, that's football Sunday at my house, and I have my Bears helmet and my game-watching goggles. It's all a luck thing. When you're a Chicago Bears fan, you really kind of have to pull out all the stops to get a little luck going for your team, you know?
And when you look at this photograph... you will see he's wearing some kind of beer goggles or something. And
those are my game-watching goggles.
Yeah. And when you look at the back of it, you can tell that no one would take his picture dressed like this, so he had to take his own picture.
I'll throw him up about 10 minutes or so.
Okay. So, Sheldon, there's your answer. You can see our photos there. Probably the other one is Flat Tim. How much time we got left? Okay, how long? How long? About 30 seconds. Anything else you guys want to say?
Just FYI, the ultimate troubleshooters in the diagnostic section,
bye.
If you're looking for it. That was a quick 30.
That wasn't 30 seconds.
That was a quick 30.
About 12 seconds.